I want to talk to you this morning a little bit about the distribution and dispersal of stink bugs in peanut farmscapes in Georgia. A lot of this research is also been done using information from Ted Cottrell and Philip Roberts and Ashcott Kyron, Jeffrey Aldrich, Russ Mizell, Tobin Northfield, and Charlie Riddle. As I've said many, many times before, a farmscape is a within-farm configuration of patches of agricultural crops. And this interface is the common boundary between two crops in this farmscape. Our objective in this study was to determine the distribution and abundance of stink bugs and their natural enemies within and between crops in corn, cotton farmscapes, and peanut cotton farmscapes. For the past 7 years, we have investigated stink bugs in peanut cotton farmscapes, and this is the data that I'm going to present this morning. Southern green stink bugs, brown stink bugs, and green stink bugs have been found as stink bug pests in these peanut cotton farmscapes. If you'll look closely, this brown stink bug fifth instar is feeding on a peanut leaflet. We did grid sampling of insects in these peanut cotton farmscapes. The blocks were 50 by 50 feet, and these farmscapes were approximately 50 acres. In cotton, we did drop cloth sampling, and in peanuts, we did sweep sampling. This is a slide showing the number of stink bugs, southern green stink bugs, per sweep samples in peanuts. As you can see, we found egg masses, first, second, third, fourth, and fifth instars in peanuts, along with adults, females and males, over all these years. And the same thing occurred in 2007. We found all these stages in peanuts. So stink bugs do develop in peanuts. So in the laboratory, we had the question, do these stink bugs feed on peanuts? And if so, what do they feed on? Because we saw that they were developing in peanuts, and we wanted to see exactly if they would feed on peanuts. So we did this work in the lab. We looked at feeding behavior of these stink bugs on peanuts in the laboratory. We found that first instars exclusively feed on the leaflets. They do sometimes move off the egg mass and feed on the leaflets. And I think it's mainly to get water. Second instars feed mainly on the petioles of peanuts. Third, fourth, fifth instars and adults feed mainly on the stems of peanuts. So these stink bugs do develop in peanuts in the field, and they do feed on peanuts. We've also observed feeding in the field. Not just the laboratory, we've also observed feeding of these stink bugs on peanuts in the field. This is a graph of southern green stink bug nymphs and adults over time in both crops and peanut cotton farmscapes in 2006. The middle of July, the stink bugs moved into peanuts and the females started laying eggs. Nymphs began to develop. We started seeing adults, but by the mid-August, we saw a drop in the number of stink bug adults in peanuts, and this was because they were beginning to disperse into cotton. For southern green stink bugs and brown stink bugs, we wanted to determine if the population for each of these stink bug species was aggregated, and if so, where was the aggregation taking place in relation to the two crops? We focused on the week that stink bugs were abundant in cotton, as well as 1 or 2 weeks before when stink bugs were present in peanuts. We looked at three different types of spatial analyses. GSI mapping is a technique that maps the distribution of stink bug populations in a peanut cotton farmscape, and it shows any change in distribution of stink bugs over time. SADI statistics is used to determine if and where a stink bug population is aggregated and if the stink bug species are associated, or that means are they together. Response services were used, and with these, the stink bug density data for each year were analyzed to obtain a response surface model describing the mean number of stink bugs. for peanut cotton farmscape each week. And using that model, we were able to determine the net overall change in population density from over time. This is a GFI map of southern green stink bugs in a peanut cotton farmscape in 2004. This is week 7. As you can see, the stink bugs are in peanuts. They're mainly in peanuts that week. Sadie statistics shows that the stink bugs are randomly distributed in the peanuts, and the two species, southern green stink bugs and brown stink bugs, are associated. On week 9, the stink bugs are in cotton. Sadie statistics show that these stink bugs are aggregated in cotton at this time, and still both species are associated. Our response surface data show that there's an overall net change of plus 101 in cotton and a negative 10 in peanuts. So we concluded that these stink bugs did move from peanuts into cotton. This year we did something a little different. This was a Russ Mazzal thing. And what we did is we developed some sticky capture traps. We set up a thin vinyl sheet, 1 meter wide by 1.3 meters high. We connected it to two metal bars, and we covered the vinyl in tanglefoot insect trap coating. The objective was to determine the direction of stink bug movement in these peanut cotton farmscapes. 6 sticky capture traps were placed at the interface of one of these farmscapes, and the number of stink bug adults captured on the peanut side and cotton side of each trap was recorded for about a couple of months. As you can see, most of the stink bugs were found on the peanut side of the sticky capture traps. We also did some mark recapture studies in these farmscapes. For marking, we marked each insect found while sampling. We painted, we used a paint pen to mark these insects for our dates. We use permanent markers for location. This works for adults, nymphs, and it does not impair their movement. And you can see it very well. You can actually see them when you're just walking around looking at the plants. You can see these marks on these stink bug adults and on the nymphs. For recapture, we recorded every marked insect found while sampling and collecting insects from traps. This mark can remain on the insect for at least 60 days. The insects marked in peanuts were found in cotton, sticky capture traps, and pheromone capture traps in cotton. We found that nymphs and adults of southern green stink bugs, brown stink bugs, and green stink bugs dispersed from peanuts into cotton. In summary, stink bugs move from peanuts early season and then lay eggs in this crop. Stink bug nymphs feed and develop on peanuts. Some adults that develop in peanuts move into cotton, and then the stink bugs aggregate in cotton. So we ask ourselves, what sustainable or biologically based management strategies can be developed to manage these stink bug populations? And we hypothesize that trap crops and or stink bug pheromone capture traps can be developed that will prevent dispersal of stink bugs from a source of stink bugs into cotton. This year we work with Jeff Aldrich and Ashcott Kramer to set up a pheromone test using the southern green stink bug pheromone. This test was conducted at the interface of a peanut cotton farmscape at the time when these stink bugs were beginning to disperse from peanuts into cotton. We used the yellow pyramidal traps that y'all are familiar with, and we set them 50 feet apart in row 1 in cotton. The septa containing the treatment compounds were placed individually in these traps. We had 5 replicates we did for 7 days. At this time, stink bug density was very high in peanuts, and the stink bugs were mating. We had 4 treatments: the southern green stink bug sex pheromone, the brown stink bug aggregation pheromone, a modification of the brown stink bug aggregation pheromone, and a solvent control. It was very, very clear to us that the mean number of southern green stink bug adults that were captured per trap were significantly higher when the traps had the southern green sex pheromone in it compared to traps with the other treatments. In conclusion, overall, what is driving the distribution and abundance of stink bugs is food quality and availability of food in time and space. This is mitigated by landscape structure as it affects movement at the landscape, patch, and within patch levels. The distance stink bugs move appears to be dependent on the nearness of available food. Also, dispersal behavior appears to be dependent on food quality and landscape structure. Stink bugs are assuming risk at all time, and it is the behavior and cues of these pre, during, and post movements that we need to exploit for management of these species. Anybody have any questions?
We have time.
Yes, sir. It has been happening, yes. Yeah. We can detect damage on the leaves and on the stems. But if that has some kind of economic repercussions, we do not know. But they do feed, and you can see that feed. You can see the feeding damage on the leaflets and on the stems. Yes, Mike.
When in the market recapture work that you did, were you keeping track of how far into the field the market sexually recovered? In other words, was it right on the edge, or could they actually be farther into the interior of the field?
You mean from peanuts into cotton? Could they move long distances? Generally, they didn't. That doesn't mean that they can't. Because sometimes we did find marked ones, like further down 100 rows back off the interface. So sometimes they could, Mike, but most of the time, if there were bowls on the cotton that they like to feed on, they would stay there. Philip? Yes, yes, and that is new. That's the first time that I've actually observed that, and that was pretty awesome. I didn't think they would, but they do. They can move. Nymphs can move. It's incredible. Yes, sir. Just to spray in the cotton or the peanuts. Yeah, I've had growers that I've worked with for 8-9 years, and they've worked with us long enough. And we tell them that they're on that interface, they will go in and spray that border, and they'll be okay. But I'm not recommending that. At this point in time, I'm just saying that it can be done, and it seems to work. Any other questions? Well, thank you.